Hello, this is Lucy Wright here with the talk for Sunday, the 26th of November. So thank you for listening as we continue with our series on looking at the three Old Testament kings. Today, I'm going to continue the story of King Solomon and how his reign panned out. So let's just pray before we go any further. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you will enable each person listening to this sermon to learn more from the Bible to help us on our journey of faith. Amen. So last week, Clive introduced us to the last of the kings we are looking at in this series on Old Testament kings, Solomon, famous for his wisdom. His wisdom was legendary. And this is why the Bible is so awesome, as it contains some pretty amazing stories, lives, and instruction. And looking at Solomon is no exception. He could be said to have been the wisest and smartest man to ever walk the face of the earth. But what is wisdom? Well, the dictionary definition states it's having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Solomon certainly had been displaying these qualities. He had asked God to give him wisdom, and he had become the most successful king that Israel had ever had. However, even early on in his reign as king, Solomon began to show a tendency to ignore Bible warnings. He was beginning to depend on his own wisdom more than he depended on the word of God. Even though God had blessed him immensely, he did not remain faithful and committed to God. I wonder if in his wisdom, he thought he didn't need God's word as a life guide. If he thought that he was above the laws and warnings that God had given him. At school, we have rules which the children are asked to adhere to, mostly for their own good or the safety of others. And the children are made aware of these rules constantly. They are displayed in posters around the school and discussed frequently. But that doesn't stop many of our children deciding that these rules are there to be bent, to be altered, or just to be broken completely. And there are always consequences of breaking these rules. And that can often come as a surprise to some children I've had to have conversations with. They believe often that the rules hadn't actually applied to them, or they weren't for them, or they could just sidestep the rules and live by different rules. And Solomon had fallen into this trap. His own wisdom had prompted him into actions that God had banned or warned against. He had stopped listening to God and was listening to his own voice. So today, we're going to look at why this happened to such a wise man. I'm going to look at this under three headings. Firstly, Solomon loved what God had banned. Last week, we heard of God's grace to Solomon and how he flourished in his role. And this reading for today is the dreaded however. So let's just listen to 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 to 4 and verse 6 to see why. King Solomon, however, loved many foreign women besides Pharaoh's daughter: Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonites, and Hittites. They were from the nation about which the Lord had told the Israelites, "You must not intermarry with them, because they will surely turn your hearts after their gods." Nevertheless, Solomon held fast to them in love. He had 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines, and his wives led him astray. As Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father had been. So Solomon did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not follow the Lord completely, as David his father had done. So I think it's safe to say that Solomon liked a good wedding. The problem was, is they were all his. 700 wives. That is a lot of wedding cake. But the main problem was not the cake, but that he married foreign wives. God had banned intermarrying with these other nations, not because of racial reasons, but because of religious ones. God said, "They will surely turn your heart after their gods." But Solomon refused to listen to God. He thought he knew better. He loved what God was banning and decided to keep marrying numerous women who we read turned his heart after other gods. So his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God. And as usual, God was right. He was led astray by others. Who we choose to spend our time with is crucial. We must not allow any of our relationships to lead us astray or to turn our hearts away from God. Solomon was overwhelmed by love for these women. And can this be wrong in the eyes of God? Well, love has to begin and end with God. In Matthew 22, we read, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." And in John, we are reminded, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." By pursuing women who worshipped other gods, Solomon was going against God's commandments. He was sinning, however much he felt deep love for them. And sin can be exceedingly seductive. He allowed the door to be open to sin, and very often, at least 1,000 times, in fact. And it's exceedingly difficult to close that door again. But why is it important who he married? Well, because they took him away from God. His heart was not fully devoted anymore. He even began to worship some of the other gods and was led into idolatry. Where was his God-given wisdom now? He was loving what God had banned and was fulfilling his own needs. If we want to do what is right and live life to the fullest, then we must be fully committed followers of Christ. We need to be people who accept God's leadership of our lives and be willing to let him lead. That means following God's rules. If you are committed to God 99% of the time, then that's 1% too short. God hasn't called us to be partially committed, but he has called us to be fully committed, 100%. So be wise. Watch your relationships. Letting the wrong people into your lives can easily take you off course as a Christian, as it did for Solomon. God has given us families and loved ones and enjoyment and excitement in life so that through them we can do his work. Nothing should be separating us from God's love. Is God your central focus in life? Does pleasing God and doing his will determine how you live your life? Secondly, Solomon went off track. Last week, Clive started with King David's handover to Solomon, where he says to him, "And keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, according to what is written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in all that you do and wherever you turn." At first, Solomon had a close walk with God. He builds the temple, exceptionally well, incidentally, and dedicates it to God. He prays, and God keeps reminding him of the importance of a daily walk with him. God tells him exactly what he needed to do, but Solomon went off track. He began to walk with other gods introduced to him by his wives. We need to do everything we can to keep on track as Christians, to not be led astray, to not only know what the Bible tells us, but to act on it, to put it into practice each day. And what if we fail at times? Well, we have seen through David's life how we can repent and get back on track with God. Nothing you have done will separate you from God if you are truly repentant and turn back to him. Solomon going off track didn't just affect him, though. He became a bad example to those he was leading. Instead of him influencing them for good, he allowed them to influence him for evil. Solomon's problem was not ignorance. He knew the right path, but downright rebellion because he decided to go his own way. People will look at us as Christians to see how we live our lives. Our witness is crucial. Going off track is not just bad for our own lives, but might have an impact on those around us too. So lastly, Solomon found a way back. With sin, there are often consequences. We know that, and it was no different for Solomon. He had to face up to the consequences of his actions. In 1 Kings 11, verses 9 to 11, we read, "Now the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods. But he did not observe what the Lord had commanded. So the Lord said to Solomon, 'Because you have done this, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you and will give it to your servant.'" Solomon lost everything. It's not enough to get off on a right start in building a marriage or a career or a church on God's principles. We must remain faithful to God to the end. God must be in control from start to finish. So what happened to Solomon? Well, the book of Ecclesiastes is written by him towards the end of his life, and it describes his search for the meaning of life. Solomon looks back on his life with an attitude of humility and repentance. He reassessed his life. Solomon found his wisdom again and uses this book to point the readers into seeking fulfillment and happiness in God alone. And he came to a triumphant conclusion where it says, "Fear God and obey his commands, for this is everyone's duty. God will judge us for everything we do, including the secret thing, whether good or bad." As we finish this series, the lives of Saul, David and Solomon are a great reminder that God wants our heart and our obedience. Our wisdom, our Bible knowledge, our wealth, our fame, our wife or husband or whatever it is not what God is interested in. He wants your heart. He wants your love. He wants your obedience. He wants you to want him. We must guard our hearts and be obedient. And how can we do that? Well, here are several keys to success. Read his word. Pray daily. Confess your sins. Submit your will to the Holy Spirit. And surround yourselves with godly Christians, wise Christians, whose lives have a passion for God. All three kings we have studied had begun the race strong, but stumbled along the way. But how we finish the race is the key. David and Solomon both saw the importance of that and acknowledged their sins, confessed and repented. 1 John 1 verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." How's your walk with God going today? Despite his failures and shortcomings, Solomon was saved by grace through faith. Just as we are today if we put our trust in God and give our hearts to him. If you don't know what that means for you personally, then please have a chat with one of the leadership team, because we would love to talk to you about how you can have a personal relationship with Jesus. It's crucial that each of us finds a way back to God during our lives. We need to finish strong so that we can say, like the Apostle Paul, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing." Amen.